This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today's coronavirus news, other than most of the numbers going in completely the wrong direction, is brought to us by the Commonwealth of Virginia's Health and Safety Board, which is set to become the first to create workplace safety requirements for this pandemic. If, perchance, you are thinking, wait, doesn't OSHA, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, already do that, Kai? The answer is kinda, but not really. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that one.
Almost 4 months into a deadly pandemic, Virginia attorney Jason Urashes with the Legal Aid Justice Center says he's still hearing from frightened workers that their employers aren't doing enough to keep them safe.
Folks are saying, look, there's a lack of social distancing, no requirements for masks, no PPE, and then a fear of retaliation if they bring something up.
Urashes represents many low-income poultry workers, hundreds of whom have contracted COVID-19 in the state. He petitioned Virginia to create these new emergency safety rules, which are still being finalized, but will likely include mandates around social distancing, disinfection, and notification to workers about likely exposures, all punishable by fines if businesses don't comply.
The key here is enforceability.
Which is what has been missing from similar federal OSHA guidelines, because the agency still hasn't adopted legally binding standards for how businesses must deal with COVID-19, as it has for hazardous chemicals or blood-borne diseases. It's merely offered recommendations, says David Michaels, who headed OSHA during the Obama administration.
OSHA can't enforce very much. It could essentially say you have to follow current existing OSHA rules, but those are pretty weak and they're very vague.
Under his leadership, OSHA had been drafting a set of enforceable standards for airborne infectious diseases, but that process was halted when President Trump took office. Nicole Riley, the Virginia State Director for the National Federation of Independent Businesses, says her members need some leeway to individualize their responses to a threat that has been constantly evolving, and says the state's new rules are too prescriptive.
You know, they're trying to apply sort of a one-size-fits-all approach, and they already have the authority to be able to go after bad actors.
Federal law does require employers to provide a workplace free from recognized hazards. So even in the absence of COVID-specific standards, the agency could fine employers who fail in that duty. But during the pandemic, OSHA has issued only one citation to an employer, despite thousands of complaints. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.